The following is an exclusive presentation of News Radio KMAN, your home for K-State athletics. It's game time. This is The Game on News Radio KMAN.
Man, it's been like 3 or 4 years since I made this intro, and I still think it's money. I still think it slaps. But Travion today, you can go ahead and kill it now because I'm going to play an honorary intro to today's show.
Oh, here it goes.
Everybody out there, go run and tell your homeboys and homegirls it's time for Keenan and Kel. They keep you laughing in the afternoon, so don't touch that dial, don't read the room. Cause they always in the summer frontin' and you don't wanna miss it. It's Double K like do the good way. Yes, Keenan and Kel, I should have said Kel and Keenan. And you gotta watch Keenan, cause Keenan be scheming with a plan or a plot to make it to the top, but they kinda in the middle cause they always hitting caught. This ain't the Hardy Boys or a Nancy Drew mystery. It's just Keenan and Kel in your vicinity, like Siegfried and Roy or Abbott and Costello, Magic and Kareem or Penn and Teller. Somebody's in trouble, oh here go.
Nick. If you were a kid in the 90s, you know that song, right?
I mean, Slapperoni with cheese.
All of the music that Coolio did, and you go with the Keenan and Kel theme.
I went for that here because that was the intro for Keenan and Kel. I thought it was an appropriate time to play it at the beginning of the intro of the show. I took some time to think about this, Troy.
Okay, all right.
Don't sell me short here.
No.
I still have some other tunes to play later on in the show. We're going to put some jams out
Thank
there.
Thank you. Okay.
To tip our cap to a member of the West Coast rap scene back in the day, Coolio, who passed away at the age of 59.
I can now say I saw one of his last performances at Riot Fest in Chicago 10 days ago.
I was going to mention that because I had seen someone mention Riot Fest was just days ago.
Yep, and I have footage of seeing him and singing along to Gangsta's Paradise and everything. It's crazy.
Now, I mean, was his concert good?
I had a lot of fun. He just stuck to like four songs. It was a quick set. Everyone had a good time. And
just play the hits.
Yeah, just played the hits. And then he left and everyone told him to do one more. And then he didn't come back out. But it was still a lot of fun. Like,
well, festivals, you can't really do encores.
Yep, yeah, right.
You got to keep it moving.
I saw quite a few people do encores. But I think he was just like, I did Gangsta's Paradise. What more do you want from me? Like, I'm not coming back out. Like,
because probably played Gangsta's Paradise, Fantastic Voyage, one, two, three.
Yep, all and those, yep.
I remember! You remember that song?
No, I don't. Not that one.
He was talking about it. He was excited that he has a new game or a new song in the game, the new 2K game coming out. And yeah, so just sucks, man. He seemed okay then, but
Troy walks in right as the intro's rolling, and he hasn't even silenced the cell phone.
Sorry.
And we're talking about Coolio.
Working on about four different things here.
I know it's under investigation about how he passed away. I'd seen it hinted somewhere, like it had been reported already that it was probably a heart attack. But
at 59.
Can't confirm.
Right. And at a friend's place, yeah, you've got questions.
Either way, no matter how he went down, Coolio, an important part of not only hip-hop, but an important part of American pop culture, world pop culture, Coolio will be missed.
He was severely underrated.
Very, very underrated.
Yeah, he didn't have a lot of hits that would, you know, like radio hits and things like that, but he had one gigantic hit, and that's all you need. That's all you need. Gangsta's Paradise was huge, and I haven't even seen, what is it, Dangerous Minds?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it.
You never seen Dangerous Minds?
No.
Oh,
and I've heard it's not very good.
No. It's cheesy.
Okay.
It's really cheesy, but it is fantastic. It's fantastically cheesy in that 90s way that only 90s movies could be. I thought It Takes a Thief was one of my favorite albums of all time. It's one of those that's just the quintessential West Coast hip-hop. he was, I don't think he was taken very seriously in his time, but he was a true MC. That guy could rap.
Now, that's a great point you bring up, though, in that he wasn't taken seriously because by that point, we had moved on to where gangsta rap was really running the game, and something along the lines of 1, 2, 3, 4, and even Gangsta's Paradise. Gangsta's Paradise less so than 1, 2, 3, 4, but it was a callback to the older hip hop that was more fun based, heavy beat, up tempo, dance party, exactly
party kind of stuff. And that's the funny thing,
and that's where I think that probably the disconnect was in terms of how people viewed him.
And he had that. He had that problem with not being considered like a gangster rapper.
He wasn't a hardcore guy.
But if you listen to It Takes a Thief, there's some pretty hardcore rap on there. And he was, he wasn't from a great spot. If you do a little research, Coolio grew up a lot like a lot of his contemporaries in a not so awesome part of the country. And yeah,
Compton.
I'm really gonna miss the guy. You know, like I really thought he was cool. The one blemish, the one blunder on his otherwise pretty decent resume, he like got mad at Weird Al. And that stinks, man.
You know the funny part about that?
Yeah.
The funny part about that is that Al today sent out a tweet with a photo of them hugging.
No way. They
buried that hatchet long ago.
Oh yes.
It was, you know, that Coolio was frustrated, and it turns out, as much as anything, it was a miscommunication at the time.
Amish Paradise is one of Weird Al's best, well-known hits.
I am so happy that I heard. I really. Ray Beyond, go ahead, play the whole Coolio, play it all. don't stop, all right? I'll just start singing it. I remember. Sorry, I'll just do it if you want.
I'd rather have a track for you to sing to or rap to. I was just going to bring up, he is technically West Coast rap. But when you think of West Coast rappers, do you think of Coolio?
No.
I think that's evidence right there that he is underrated,
for sure.
That he is considered, you know, up there with, that would be considered great, but he's also, you know, he's underrated. He also doesn't, I don't think he curses much in his music.
No, but there's some stuff in his music that, like, the subject matter is really adult and really kind of gangsta. That song, the Keenan and Kel song, that sounds like a menu pause song for San Andreas. That song, just, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm playing that video game when I hear that song, because it's just so steeped in West Coast, just like that's the stamp on that song. Coolio was so cool. And I think his hair kind of like played against him too.
Well,
you know?
Well, I just kind of took that as his image.
It definitely is. And it just, the image just.
You'd recognize him right away.
Absolutely. It just went against the whole gangster rap thing. And I think that made him mad because he's like, I'm from Compton, dude.
Travion, when you saw him 10 days ago, did he still have the hair? Because it looked like last time I had seen a picture of him that he didn't have a whole lot of hair left.
He kind of did the. He had a cap on with the hair kind of sticking out on the sides. So it could have been fake hair.
Yeah, it could have been. Yeah.
Maybe it was. I just remember one of these things also I remember about Coolio. I was in sixth grade and I was watching my TV at my grandparents' house, MTV. And he was like, yeah, go to Coolio.com. He's like, if you're not on the World Wide Web, man, you're a sucker. You're an idiot. And then there was a commercial. I was like, I'm not on the World Wide Web.
No.
Like, I don't even know what that is. And I was like, oh, my God, what is that?
I need a computer, don't I?
Yeah. And one of the first websites I ever went to was Coolio's. And I was like, this is not that cool.
My mom threw that AOL CD-ROM out of the it's in the trash.
Well, it was going to take 15 hours anyway. RIP Coolio. There they are hugging.
I haven't seen a picture.
I'm gonna buy that and then go to Walgreens and make it a poster.
There's actually a quote that I came across in an interview where Coolio says, "After all, who am I, man? I was wrong."
What, dude? Even after he passes, he's still Coolio. You know, he's still really a really cool dude from the West Coast that's just out here dropping beats on people, wrapping it up, telling us about where he comes from, but also being a good guy, being a cool guy, a Coolio guy.
Did the news come out last night or was it this morning?
Last night, late last night.
I heard this morning.
But yeah, I heard at work. Everyone was talking about it at work.
Like, damn it, you're about Coolio!
Well, he's very nostalgic.
Uh-huh.
That is a nostalgic act.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Also made a cameo in the worst Batman movie, Batman and Robin.
Did he?
Yes, he did. He was like a banker. Like, he was one of the...
Wow.
In this weird hangout that, like, Robin and Batgirl go to, he's, like, hanging out with all the bikers and stuff.
Oh, God. I guess I don't remember that. Gangsta's Paradise, how do we rate that music video?
Pretty iconic.
Oh, yeah, because I consider it up there as one of the best. Oh, and of course, it resembles around Dangerous Minds.
Yeah.
I'm less on the music video. Like, I remember, because of course, the big guy. The big guy, like, singing and
with
sweating.
With an amazing voice, honestly.
Great voice. LV, I think, is his name. The beat for me is what is just like. The millisecond that thing drops, you're like, Gangsta's Paradise. It's nothing like it. It's such a fantastic song, man. And it's a cheesy song, kind of, and a cheesy soundtrack and a cheesy movie, but it worked and it earned him a Grammy. And he should be proud. It's a well deserved and well earned Grammy. He was awesome.
Sampled from Stevie Wonder's Pastime Paradise from the Songs in the Key of Life album.
Whoa!
Look at this guy.
Actually, why we keep him around.
So I have the rule that I don't do the same number one song of the day twice. I almost pulled the trigger on Gangsta's Paradise. It did go number one on the Hot 100. I decided I'm going to just stick to my rule. But it had been like over 2 years. It was one of my first ones.
Wow.
And I think I remember that being one of the facts about the song that... But nothing I was going to remember.
Yeah.
I didn't hang on to that knowledge.
Well, it's part of what made it so interesting that he did wind up in the beef with Weird Al because, you know, here he is sampling from Stevie Wonder. Mm-hmm. So why would it be wrong to parody?
Mm-hmm. I think his thing was he was just like...
Well, Weird Al usually asks for permission.
Yes, right. And that's where I think that there was a miscommunication. I've heard over the years that there just was a disconnect that... Word didn't get to Coolio the way that he felt it should. I mean, and
that permission alone is what made him, and wasn't it like Michael Jackson? They were very close.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They were. His thing, Coolio's beef was like, my song's serious, about serious stuff.
Well, yes.
And it's not to be messed with. And then it's just like, well, you did give him the green light. So that's kind of on you for, you know, if you really is one of those things that you care that much about, should have said no. Which happens all the time, but I'm just so happy that they squashed the beef. Man, I'm happy now. God, I'm going to leave.
So Travion saw a rapper.
And then he died.
Right before he passed. That's crazy. I don't think I've ever seen anybody right before.
It's a strange feeling because I was like, man.
Yeah, tell us about it more.
In my case here in town, it had the weird one. Sam Kinison. Appearing in Aggieville when I was in school, and a month later died in that traffic accident.
Oh, no kidding. Wow. I knew he had been here. Where was that?
The now burned down building where Hunan is.
Okay.
The upstairs of that.
Oh, wow. I do have a wrestling one, and that was the Ultimate Warrior. Who appeared on Monday Night Raw after at WrestleMania, and I was at that Raw, and on the drive home from New Orleans, he died the next day.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Of a heart attack. Died the next day.
Wow.
Ooh.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's rough, dude. I don't have any.
I mean, if anybody was at that Soundgarden concert in Kansas City,
yeah.
Chris Cornell died just a few days later.
Jeez.
From that show, and I missed out on that for Mother's Day.
Man, what do you, Trey, do you feel somehow
responsible?
Definitely not.
Okay.
But, you know.
Were you up front for that one?
I was like third row-ish kind of area.
I saw the video of you flipping him off. And he was like, hey, get that guy out of here. It is kind of, I would feel bad, kind of.
Okay.
All right, well, coming up here on the show,
oh,
the transition. Curtis Sexton at 5:10.
That's great.
Keys for K-State against Texas Tech. I want to go over that at 5:25. I have a couple of things I want to point out that I think are very important, as I'm not fully confident. I'm very confident, but I Texas Tech could sneak up on you in a couple of areas that I do worry about. But coming up next, it is Thursday. We got to play our weekly edition of America's Game, but Big Steve is not here.
What?
So the old host over here has to step back into the hosting chair.
Yeah,
or sit in the hosting chair and
blow the dust off of the retro microphone.
Yeah.
Do They Know It, hosted by The Fort, is coming up next.
They know sports, they know jokes, and even best dating advice. But we're going to test their knowledge of music, movies, and TV shows right now on Do They Know It.
Man, Troy just filled us in on a lot of fake news. What happened?
It's amazing how outdated things sometimes still run. Yeah.
I
just ignore everything you just heard, other than Adrian.
Yeah, and,
he's on the money.
Pasquantino gets two hits and the Royals drop one.
Yeah, spoiler alert, they lost 10-3 today.
Today was just awful.
Yeah, so
I'm not sure you want to hear about that.
I mean, more of the same, really. Not that off.
Just
far
pretend
off.
Like it never happened. All right, so Do They Know It? Big Steve's not here, so I'm going to host it today. Movie, TV, and music for the movie, looking for the movie title and the actor. For TV, looking for the name of the TV show and the character name. And for song, artist or band, and also the song title. Unlimited steals. I'll replay whatever you want, but I'll do it just once. And since, no Big Steve, I've asked Trey to do me a big favor, run the board over there on the other side. We'll make it a one-on-one game between Troy and DG, but if there's anything you boys don't get right after a steal, I'll let Trey steal afterwards. He'll get the the thirds on that, and whatever he gets correct, we'll count it, I suppose, if there's anything left. So, you know what? No coin toss since, Troy forgot to
do his job. Yeah, there you go.
I'll let DG go first.
Yeah!
So, and here's the deal. So, I do not use the same decade twice. So just keep that in mind as we play on. Keep those in your mind.
Amazing how that monitor got moved here, by the way.
Yeah, because Troy's going to try to look over and cheat. All right, DG, you got a clean board here. What do you want to go with?
Okay, I'm going TVA.
All right.
Let's go, baby.
If you really want to go that way, TVA, here we go. As soon as I click this button right now.
I want to be your friend. I have enough friends.
You really mean that?
Of course I really mean that. I'll tell you another thing, Winnie. This whole thing's stupid. It's really not that big a deal. And to tell you the truth, our relationship didn't mean that much to me, right?
Oof. Oof. First of all, harsh words. You know, we say some mean things to the people that we love. It's odd, man. You really do hurt those that you love. Second, banger of a soundtrack in the background. Third, that is Wonder Years. That's Fred Savage or...
But the character name...
His name is Kevin.
I'll count it.
Yeah!
I think that's fair. I'll count it.
What is it? Kevin Sullivan?
It's not Kevin Sullivan.
No, but I don't remember off the top. No.
Trayvon, do you happen to know the last name?
I only knew Kevin.
So I'll continue to count the point. You did get Kevin
Thank
right.
You.
Kevin Arnold.
Arnold! Yeah. Arnold!
If he had known what Winnie grew up to look like, would he? Oh, anyway.
Oof.
They're actually like best buds or something.
And she's so stinking intelligent on top of that.
She's super smart.
2-0, Deej. Troy, by the way, that was the 80s, so the 80s are off the board.
Ah.
And now Troy is to bat.
Music A.
Okay, here is song A from the, like I said, it's been a minute. This
awesome.
Is from the 90s.
Julio.
Yeah. All right, so I get the idea that Troy knows it.
Space Hog. And In the Meantime.
Okay.
Highly underrated track.
Okay.
I dig that track big time.
One hit wonder. It barely is a hit.
Yes. Yeah. I'm trying to remember who the lead singer was dating at the time, too, that kind of made it interesting.
Did you know that, Deej?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We do spin that occasionally on old 105.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. I love that song.
It is 2-2. Huh. I have not done a good job of stumping you folks.
After the week we had, was it last week? Where was the throwback?
The throwbacks, ooh, yeah.
That was like, ended up 1-0. Yeah, I'm good with this.
All right, we're tied at 2. DG, you're next.
I want to go Music B. Let's close it.
All right, going to close out the music. Here is Music B, and this is from the 70s.
I roller skated to your door at daylight. It almost seems like you're avoiding me. I'm okay alone, but you got something I need. Well, I got a brand new pair of roller skates.
Boy. This is a real... This is a real gangster's paradise, if you know what I mean. That's Roller Skates by Nancy Sinatra. Because with boots, it goes along with her boots song.
Judges?
Oh, screw you guys and gals. Who are the judges?
Troy, you can steal.
Oh, what the heck? I'm going to just try a Sean Cassidy.
Okay. I was convinced you knew.
Yeah, for sure.
No.
So Trey has a couple of chances here.
I saw the body language of both of them, and I thought they both knew, and I didn't know. That's weird.
So 20-year-old Travion has a chance to steal this.
Well, my mom always sang this to me when I was a child, so I know the song's called Brand New Key.
Wait, do you have it?
No, I do not. No, okay. No.
I looked. He's good.
And
what's the answer? What'd you say it was?
Brand New Key. Is it a brand new key or just Brand New Key?
It's Brand New Key.
Okay. And then I can't remember if her name's just Melanie or it's like Melanie something.
What's your official answer?
I'm just going to say Melanie.
Wow, dude, what?
One hit wonder.
Oh,
too.
My God.
Look at Travion like over that. There.
I know Travion.
By the way, in the meantime, Space Hog. Lead singer was married to Liv Tyler for 5 years.
Oh, well,
that's where that reference stuck in my head. Yes,
that's where they got the recording contract.
Pretty much, yeah.
All right, so everybody has 2 points.
What the heck, man?
Troy's in control. You have both movies still available and the and TV B.
Yeah, let's go with Movie B.
Movie B. That is from the 2010s.
All I did was. The hindering of prosecution. What? That you're never gonna let me skate again? I can't ever. I mean, I'd rather do the jail time, please. They only got 18 months. They got 18 months. I'll do that.
That's Margot Robbie as.
Well. Let's do one at a time.
Okay. All right.
For
I, Tonya. Mm-hmm. And as Tonya Harding.
Well, I'm looking for the actress.
Yeah, Margot Robbie as Tonya Harding.
Yeah.
What the
We have
heck?
A system here, Troy. You just spit all over it.
Hey, listen.
You play by your own rules. I get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was
you confirmed I knew it.
That
so,
was produced
you know.
By Touchstone Films. And I don't know. But that movie was awesome.
It was really good.
That was a really good movie.
I'm still floored that given the difference in size, in her height versus Tanya's height, that it still played out as well on screen to where you didn't notice it so dramatically different.
Well, DG, you need some points here.
I need a big time.
You have movie A and TV B.
I kind of, I need a, I need a Tonya Harding incident right now. I need somebody to come through and hit Troy in the knee with a
Hey, pipe. Hey, my knees are bad enough. I don't need your help.
What was that one guy? What was that guy? Jeff Galooly?
Jeff Galooly.
Okay, let's go TVB.
Was he played by the same guy that was in Black Klansman?
I believe so. That,
you know what I'm talking about? Black Klansman. Oh, man. He's pretty overweight.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay. Oh, what'd you say you wanted?
A TVB.
TVB, I'll tell you right now, it is from the 2000s.
Oh, good.
Get up! Get back! Come here! Go there! Okay, we are going to take this picture, and it is going to be good. And that means no faces, no tongues, no crossed eyes, no bunny ears. We are going to smile. We are going to look good. It is going to cost us $9.99, and all of this is going to happen by the time I count to three.
Can I?
Oh, that's good.
Can I be honest? I didn't like Malcolm in the Middle. It's from Malcolm in the Middle. It's Malcolm's mom. I don't know her name. I did not like the show.
Really?
Yeah, I thought the show was weak. I love Malcolm in the Middle.
So you're passing on the name. You want to take a stab at it.
Yeah, Pam. What?
Troy?
To put it away.
You can, no.
Not quite
It's
yet.
Not exactly put away.
No, it's not quite exactly put away, but the problem is that I don't have that grand familiarity with the show to be able to just out and out. You know, had you, and I know it would have been too stinking easy to do something with Dad because, you know, that's Bryan Cranston. But
still looking for the character name.
Right. Okay. See, and again, not my thing. So, you know.
Would you know the dad's name?
No.
Okay.
Ernie.
So he's skipping. We're going to go over to Travion.
This is like in my top five favorite shows of all time. So it's Lois, and the dad's name is Hal. And then there's Reese, Dewey, and Malcolm. And whoa. Their older brother, Francis.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's
whoa.
All correct. 7 points for Travion.
Hey, I didn't know Bo's points came into the old.
Hey, watch yourself there, Drew Carey.
I gave him the one here.
They're all made up. Remember that.
And Troy leads 4-3, and also Trey has three, if we're keeping his score, which we are. But Trey. That means we're down to the last movie, and I will say this is from the 60s. If I was a betting man, I think Troy might get this, but we'll find out. We'll see what happens.
It's from the what? 60s.
From the 60s.
Damn.
Here is movie A in Troy's last, this last category overall. So here's where the game is decided right now.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Oh, no, Mrs. Robinson. Oh, no.
What's wrong?
Mrs. Robinson, you didn't expect.
What?
I mean, you didn't really think I'd do something like that.
Like that?
What do you think?
Cuckoo-ca-choo, baby. Cuckoo-ca-choo. The movie is Mrs. Robinson. No.
Oh, boy.
Oh. I know. I'm off the board.
This
Dang
is
it.
Good.
Oh, crap. Okay. I screwed that up so bad. The song is Mrs. Robinson.
So, the movie's The Graduate.
Bastard.
And the actor's Dustin Hoffman. I don't know what the guy's name is in the movie. I have no idea.
Well, luckily for you in the movie, we just need the actor's name. Hey! And DG has won 5-4.
I'd like to thank Ray Beyond, Troy for blowing it.
That's a payback for a couple of times, isn't it?
Yeah!
Oh,
man.
Yes, Mrs. Robinson is the song also. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, her name.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, The Graduate.
The Graduate.
I watched it for the first time a few months ago.
Very nice. And I like your clips, too. Sometimes I feel like, Big Steve, I know you're listening. You can't have the clips be, whoa.
I had no idea that was going to happen.
No, that's The Godfather. You can't do that. You got to have something kind of known. Instead of like, help me move this. That's not a quote. That's not a quote from a movie. That's just sound and a guy saying, help me move this. That's not a quote.
So when I hosted Music versus Movies, I always made sure my clip was 20 seconds.
Right. Because those two needed the help, right? They needed,
well, they needed the help for you guys. Probably, you know, 10 to 15 maybe.
Right.
But I also, you know, not everybody is, you know, as smart as us.
That's true.
So,
well, that's true.
For those listening, that might be playing at home. it's a little bit of a grace extra 5 seconds.
Very nice.
Congratulations, DG.
Yeah!
Winning 5-4. Trayvion with 3 points, you know, and he had to sit through YouTube bozos to answer some questions.
That's true. That is, so that's probably 6 or at least 9. You probably won, Trey. Congratulations, man.
Did you know that last one?
I recognized it was Dustin Hoffman. I couldn't tell what movie it was from.
You ever seen the movie Sphere with him?
Nope.
Oh, it's a really good movie.
You ever been...
All right, I promise.
I was going to go airplane right there. I was just going to completely do a Graves clip. Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
By the way, Troy, when he answered Mrs. Robinson, he was so convinced that he went right back to the phone so he could check Twitter.
Oh, no.
Oh, that was funny.
All right. I promise some sports.
Yeah.
Up next, we're heading west.
Yeah, baby.
Oh!
Yeah. A lady attacked one of the stewardesses on the way there. So.
That is a hell of a drive if it's El Paso to Vegas, my friend.
But I have a new F'd up headline, so that's good.
It's time for Mitch in Vegas, and it is week 5, boys and girls. As standings, as of now, last week, Troy, 3-3. The people had the big week at 4-2. DG and I were terrible. 1-5.
Ouch.
Man, yeah. I just keep hovering right around that 500 mark, don't I?
Well, Troy's taking the lead. He's now 15-16. The people and I are 13-18. DG is a game behind us at 12-19.
That last week really hurt me.
Man. You pick against a spread. That's where it gets a little bit dicey. Yeah. All right. Game number one, you know how we start. We pick the Cats, and this time they're hosting the Red Raiders of Texas Tech out of Lubbock, Texas. And the Cats ranked 25th in the country, an 8-point favorite. We will start with the defending champion, Troy.
I really struggle with this one because which K-State team's going to show? And... what is Texas Tech going to bring in offensively? We know that they're going to be looking to pass, but do they give a shot to Tyler Shuck, or do they continue to stay with their hot hand? Decisions.
Tyler Shuck's not going to play.
Okay, all right. I hadn't double-checked going into today, so... yeah, I say K-State covers it.
DG?
Texas Tech is a brand new team. They're good. That guy's a good coach, too. We're going to bury their asses. K-State, definitely covering 8. I think we're going to beat them by 2 scores.
At 4-10, I did plan to talk a little bit about K-State and its offense, and if we will see against this improved Tech defense, if we'll see consistency. My answer is yes. And that's honestly with the passing game. It might be like... Mizzou, where K-State needs to get going a little. It takes a while to get going in the running game. I mean, so far this year, Tech has been pretty good against the run, although they did struggle a little bit last week with Bijan Robinson, who had a buck and a penny against the Red Raiders. But he averaged, it was like about 6 yards a carry, maybe a little bit more than that. And Tech allowed 5 yards a carry from Texas. So I would love to see that. I would really love to see that out of the Cats. But Adrian should be able to throw against the Red Raiders, and on the flip side, the defense, I think, should have a really good day against their run. Tech will have to throw the football if they want to be successful. I have this as a 2-score game, so I'm taking K-State.
Yeah.
Game number two, as we are picking 3 games in the Big 12 this week. Number 9, Oklahoma State at number 16, Baylor, with the Bears, a 2-point favorite, 230 on Fox. DG, you want the honors first?
Yes, sir. I'll take the points. I'll take Oklahoma State in the 2.5.
Yeah, see, like, Oklahoma State is the one team in the top 10 nobody's talking about.
Yeah.
You haven't heard a peep.
Not a word.
About Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
Other than Spencer Sanders has been pretty decent throwing the football. I don't know if he's not the leading passer, but I think he might be second leading passer. Meanwhile, I just wonder. I think this will be a defensive type of game.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma State has been playing some really good defense, but they haven't really played a strong offense. And, Blake Shapen, will we get a good Blake Shapen? Not the Blake Shapen we saw against BYU. Because it is in Waco, I think I'm going to take home cooking on this one and take Baylor. But Oklahoma State, I mean, they're going to have to prove it. If they're really a top 10 team, go out and beat the Bears in Waco.
Yeah,
Troy?
I'm with everybody on terms of the home. I think Baylor is the better team, and they just continue to do what they do. You know, there's no sense of surprise to them. About the only surprise is the one swat of the backside that Dave Aranda made to an assistant the other day on the sideline.
Yeah. Yeah.
But beyond that, there's no real surprise for Baylor, and I just think that they're solid.
Number three on the week, Iowa State at Kansas. The Cyclones are a 3-point favorite in Lawrence, 230 ESPN2. Troy, if you want to take this one.
I like the Cyclones. Thank you very much.
Deej?
I'm going to roll with KU. They're getting points at home, 3.5, too. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game.
See, Iowa State is going to give KU, definitely its best look against a good defense that can stop the run. That's important. They're a good defense so far this year. Pretty solid defense is stopping the run is Iowa State. So that's where it makes it really tough.
Ooh.
I don't want to pick KU. I think everybody would understand that. until they prove me wrong, I think I'm going to pick KU, honestly.
They didn't throw too much against Duke. I mean, even when they were winning, they were kind of airing it out, man. I don't know. They're looking pretty decent.
Next is number 7, Kentucky at number 14, Ole Miss. It is the one game out of the SEC we'll pick. 7-point favorite is Ole Miss, 11 a.m. on ESPN, Deej.
I am so Kentucky's getting 6.5 points, right? Is that correct?
Ole Miss. It's Ole Miss minus 7. So, okay. Yes, Kentucky getting 7 points.
I don't know anything about either one of these teams. I know I'm on a sports show, so I'm supposed to know. I'm going to take the points with Kentucky. They're playing great. I'm just going to believe everybody and okay, let's do it.
Kentucky, I think, has the ability to actually dominate more than 7 in that game. Ole Miss hasn't been very impressive in its outings thus far. Pretty tame. I think Kentucky's a better club than maybe what we realize, just because we're also used to Kentucky football not being this.
I'm taking Kentucky as well, and that's because Chris Rodriguez, who is their star running back, is going to play for the first time this season. Who ran for nearly 1,400 yards a year ago. He had 9 scores, and this is his first game this season. So that is my reasoning for taking Kentucky in that one. All right, we have 2 games left, plus our extra point. Number 10, NC State. Number 5, Clemson. That's at Clemson. And the Tigers, 6.5-point favorite, Troy.
Clemson.
My brain says Clemson. My heart says Clemson. But my left calf, lower calf muscle says NC State's going to prove that they are the real deal. I'm going to take NC State against the spread.
I'm going to take Clemson, but they win by 3. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to take NC State, but a Clemson victory is by 3 points. That secondary for Clemson, I don't think they looked very good against Wake Forest and Devin Leary is going to chuck the football around the yard. All right, last game that we have for Mitch in Vegas is the garbage game of the week, Indiana at Nebraska. The Cornhuskers against a 3-1 Indiana team. Nebraska's 1-3. Is 5 points. Nebraska, 5-point favorite at home, 6:30 on the Big Ten Network. DG, you want to take it?
Yeah, I'm going to take them. I'm going to take the Nebraskies. I'm going to take them, baby. Giving up 5.5? What? You said Indiana's 3-1?
Yeah, Indiana's 3-1, but Nebraska's the 5-point favorite.
Yeah, they're giving them up. Yeah, they're still. Nebraska's going to take care of business, man. They're back on track.
There's a track?
Yeah.
That said, I'm actually going to go Nebraska there as well, because Indiana has puffed up that 3-1 mark against a group of nobodies and has been kind of in doing it. And I think Nebraska is able to steal one being at home.
Indiana's secondary has been exposed the last couple of weeks, and they were just torched by Cincinnati. But here's the deal.
Yeah.
Nebraska will find a way to blow it.
That's a lot for them. A lot of points, too.
Yeah. They are going to blow it. I'm taking Indiana.
Yeah.
And then finally, we will pick the good for a Wildcat first downs against Texas Tech. Since the Cats are at home, I've placed the over-under at 15.5 DG.
Under.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'll go under as well.
You jerks.
Dude. Stole your thunder,
how
huh?
How dare you? No, I'm taking over. I'm definitely taking over. After 28 first downs against Oklahoma?
Yeah. I feel like just a tiny bit of a letdown, but I feel like now with this newfound energy and attitude from Adrian, I feel like he's going to pick up some key first downs for us. It's going
to
be a big one.
And you've got to remember, Tech's head coach is a guy who likes to profess defense. Mm.
Dang, Mitch. Got him.
No. No.
Shut it down.
4 catches over 20 yards this week.
Nice.
All right. That's going to do it for hour one. Hour two coming up here in just a few minutes. We're going to talk to Curry Sexton at 5:10. My keys for the Cats against Texas Tech. Number one song of the day. And Ask Us Anything. We got a full second hour. And it's action-packed. And that's coming up here in just a few moments here on News Radio KMN, but also coming up in 2 minutes, it is your local news in just a moment.